23rd paragraph of Shabbos. Shoyul Adam Mechaver Kadayayim Kadayshemen. You're allowed to borrow jugs of wine and oil on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to make transactions on Shabbos, to borrow something is permitted. Vat Shelo Yoyme Halveini. You should not say, loan it to me. Halveini is a term used generally for borrowing money, which was generally done for a long period of time. The halacha is that a person gives a stam halva, he's not demanded within 30 days, unless it's a clear minute otherwise. Or they made a condition otherwise. So we're concerned that if you say Albania, he may come to write it down, and therefore you should just use the lesson of borrowing, which is a term used for borrowing food from one another, which was for short periods of time, and there's not a shash that it will be written down. And then a woman is allowed to borrow from her friend bread. This is another discussion. There's a concept that you're not allowed to lend a commodity for a commodity. You're not allowed to lend, technically, potatoes to pay back the potatoes, because the price of potatoes may go up and you give more value than you took. But things like bread, which are small things which people are not marketed on, the Chazal permitted one to borrow. So the Chiddush, even during the weekday, neighbors can borrow from another, provided they pay back the same amount that they receive. They're not allowed to pay back more. Or they're not allowed to pay back a higher quality, because that's the problem with ribbon. They may mamino. If the neighbor doesn't trust him, so he should not demand, I want a mashkin, I want a security, because it's also a type of business. But maniach talitha eflo, he says, you know, let me have a bottle of wine, I'll leave my jacket by you. And after Shabbos, they will make a cheshvan of how much he owes him. The same situation has an Erev Pesach that came on Shabbos and needs to be part of the Korban Pesach. He also has to buy himself into the Korban Pesach. Also, he also, instead of sticking out prices and securities and everything else, he just leaves his house by the one who owns the Korban Pesach. And after Yom Tov, they make a cheshvan how much he owes him.